but we could still see his straight chin and thick lips.
"You got my message?" he asked, with a harsh voice and strong German accent. Holmes nodded and showed him a chair. "Please, have a seat. Don't be alarmed. This is my good friend and colleague, Dr. Watson, who occasionally helps me in my cases. And what is your name?"
"You can call me Count von Kram, and I am from Bohemia. Can I trust that your friend can be discreet?"
"You may speak freely before this gentleman," said Holmes, and looked at me.
The gentleman took a deep breath and started to speak.
"I can see that I have no choice. But that means that for another 2 years you two must keep a secret. Do you agree?"
"I do." We said it together as one.
"I was sent here by a very important person from the royal family to ask you for help. You must have thought that I was crazy for wearing a mask. But it is really important that my identity is a secret, which will keep the other person a secret too. Because you must not know who the other person is. I hope that you can help. Otherwise, one of the most important families in Europe will be in trouble. I am talking about the House of Ormstein, Kings of Bohemia."
Holmes was unimpressed and not a bit nervous. He was sitting in his chair with his eyes closed. The man continued,
"This might become a big scandal."
"I understand, Your Majesty. Please, tell me how can we help you?"
The man jumped up from his chair. Holmes looked at him.
"What? How could you? It's... Oh, well, yes, I am the king. How did you know it was me?" he cried, and pulled the mask off his face. "I guess I don't need it now. So let me introduce myself again. I am Wilhelm Gottsreich Sigismund von Ormstein, King of Bohemia, and I am not used to asking people for help. But the situation is very delicate, and I could not trust anyone to take care of this matter. That is why I personally came here from Prague."
Holmes sat back in his chair and closed his eyes again. He then moved his hand to signal the king to continue.
"It must be around 5 years ago when I met a woman called Irene Adler in Warsaw. I know that this name is very familiar to you, am I right?"
"Hmm?" said Holmes quietly.
"She was..."
"Oh, let me see," Holmes interrupted him. "Irene Adler, a very beautiful woman, an opera singer. You two met and spent some time together, but you left her. But before that, you wrote her some compromising letters, and now you want them back."
"You are absolutely right. But how do..."
"Was there a secret marriage?"
"Of course not."
"Are there any legal documents?"
"No."
Holmes opened his eyes and sat up straight. "Your Majesty, in this case, I really don't know how I can be of service to you. Even if she tried to blackmail you, how could she prove the authenticity of the letters?"
"My writing. It can be copied. It is on my private, very special paper. It can be imitated."
"But she has my photograph!"
shouted His Majesty.
"She bought it."
"No, you don't understand. We are both in the photograph."
"Oh, dear. That was a big mistake, Your Majesty," said Holmes, already thinking about something.
"I know. I was crazy about her. It was very stupid of me."
Holmes stood up and started to walk back and forth.
"Can you buy it from her?"
"She won't sell."
"You must get it back. Have you tried to steal it from her house?"
5 times, but without success."
Holmes laughed. "I think we have a problem."
"I would love to know what she is planning to do with it."
"Well, it is very serious for me, because soon I am going to marry Clotilde Lothman von Sachs-Meningen, second daughter of the King of Scandinavia. And since you recognized me... I am sure you know.